WCQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. And all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And tonight we will begin with our pre-net check-in. First on that list is Mr. Mail, K4 Air and Prosperity. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gus, AA4GH. And let's double check and make sure he is at home. Yes, he is at Ponta Gorda, Florida. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Andrew, W2AMD, out of Simpsonville. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Ben, KO4ZEW, from Simpsonville also. Next, we'd like to welcome Don, KG4PFI, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, and they make their home down there in Piedmont. Next, we'd like to welcome Miss Wendy, KE4DXJ, and she brings along Mr. Leon, NC9V, and they make their home up there in, or over there in Hendersonville. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, and he's down there in Table Rock. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Jim, N4JRB, and he's down there in Greer. Next, we'd like to welcome John, KN4RJN, and he's over there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Leroy, KA5WLL, out of Taylor's. Next on our list is Mr. Scott, KX4YM, and he's down there in Greenville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Landon, KG4WNP, out of Blowing Rock. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Kevin, KW4KWS, and he is over there in Etowah. And that concludes our pre-net check-ins. So I've got a good list there. We had 16 of them. So with that, we will start the RS section. We don't have any echo links. So we'll start tonight, being Sunday night. We'll start with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX.
Or HKX. Patrick, please check in. And my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Wareshoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73s to you and all on the net.
KO4HKX Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, KK4DMW. And he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle by telephone relay. And Rick and Lorena make their home in Piedmont. And Miss Michelle, KM4MOQ, she is down in Wareshoals. And Rick, thank you for stopping by tonight and bringing the family along. Do appreciate that. And with that, we will try again. Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. This is KB2GUN, Bill in Mills River. Good evening, Patrick. Good seeing you on Saturday. KB2GUN clear. No comment.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Bill, KB2GUN, and he's up there in Mills River for me. And Bill, good to hear you, and was good to see you at meeting Saturday. And glad your back's feeling better. And thanks for checking in with me tonight. Do appreciate that. With that, we're going to move on up to Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Patrick, Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZ and Harry and Cameron. I'll be negative negative, Patrick. It's good to hear you.
This is KO4HKX in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN, and he makes his home up there in Candler. And Harry, good to hear you tonight, and thank you, sir, for stopping by and checking in with me. I do appreciate that. And we're going to pause right here. We have an EchoLink station, so we're going to allow them the opportunity to check in. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Please log in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey, Tango, Quebec. This is Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. Negative and negative.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Greg, KO4WTQ, down there in Brunswick, Georgia. And Greg, thank you for coming in here and checking in with me tonight. I do appreciate that. And with that, we will try one more time. Echo through hotel. Echo through hotel. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we're going to move on up to India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'm going to be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
KX. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
KO4HKX, Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. James, KK4JFO, and he makes his home over there in Tuxedo. James, good to hear you, and thank you, sir, for stopping in. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK. They make the home down there in Greer. And Larry, good to hear you tonight. And I hope you and Miss Donna are doing well. You sound like you're having some sinus issues there. And I hope that's all it is. But good to hear you tonight. And thank you for stopping by and checking in with me, sir. I do appreciate that. With that, we will try one more time. India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
KX. I hope you and Miss Elise are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Patrick, I appreciate you calling the net, and I hope you and Miss Elise have a great week. Good evening to you, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE, and he makes his home up there in Fletcher. And Sid, I hope you and Miss Beverly have a great week, and thank you, sir, for calling the net over on the 146640 machine every Sunday night, and I do appreciate that. And good to hear you tonight, and thank you for coming over here and checking in with me. With that, we will try again, India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX. KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. With that pause, we're going to move on up to Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please call KO4HKX. We'd like to welcome Mr. Walt, K4OIM, and he's over there in Inman. Walt, good to hear you tonight. Been missing you on the net. Gary was asking if I'd heard you last week, and I heard you check in with him, I believe it was Wednesday night. So glad you're back out here. I hope it wasn't nothing serious that was keeping you off the air. But thank you for stopping by and checking in with me tonight, sir. I do appreciate that. With that, we're going to move on up to Quebec to Tango. Quebec to Tango. Please call KOFX.
KO4HKX. Patrick, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, KO4QLD, this is Chris, Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
All right. This is KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge Team Internet, and Echolink Station. I see you over there. I'll be there in just a minute. Let me recognize this group. First off, we'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, and he makes his home down there in Liberty. Chris, good to hear you tonight, and thank you, sir, for stopping by and checking in. I don't know where your buddy's at, but maybe he'll be along here in a minute. And with that, we're going to try one more time. Go back, or pause right here, and recognize our Echolink station. Sorry. Echolink stations only. Echolink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, Patrick, check in. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, KA4PQA, Stephen and Greenwood, negative and negative.
This is KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2 Marriott. We'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA, and he makes his home down there in Greenwood. Stephen, good to hear you tonight. I hope you and Miss Jennifer have a great week. And thank you, sir, for stopping by and checking in with me. With that, we will move on up to Quebec to Tango. Quebec to Tango, please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we're going to move up to the patient group tonight. Uniform through Zulu, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
HKX, please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane, portable in Cleveland. Hello to you and Elise and everyone on the net. No traffic, no table.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Shane, N4ZLK. He makes his home down there in Cleveland, and he is portable tonight. Shane, good to hear you, and I hope you and Beth have a great week, and look forward to seeing you this week, and hopefully we can meet up again on Wednesday. Do appreciate that. With that, we will try again. Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right. With that pause, we've been through the alphabet one time. So we're going to open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KX. Sorry for the late check-in. Please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
KX. Majesty, check in. Kilo India 4. Kilo Charlie X-ray. That's KI 4. KCX. Thank you, Jerry. Location is Gray Court. Just checking in and out tonight, Patrick. Thank you for calling the net for us.
HKX. Everybody on the net, please check in and out. Kilo Mike 4, Echo Foxtrot Tango, Shannon in Hendersonville.
Well, this is November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey. Comments, November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey. Over.
HKX. Patrick, Miss Elise in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little pride joint. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Elise and all on the net.
HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKZ, this is Duncan in Asheville. I'll just be negative and negative. Thanks for running the net.
4HKX. W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. Gene and Taylor's negative and negative. Over.
This is November 4 Echo Delta Whiskey. There is a station in Linville, Alabama, trying to reach this repeater. His call sign is Kilo November 4 Oscar Sierra Oscar. He was just on the Anderson repeater. He's trying to reach this one. Over.
For that relay, give me just a minute. All right. This is KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. I'm going to pause right here and recognize this fine group in here. First, there is Mr. Ken, KE4KEN. And Ken, I appreciate you coming in here tonight. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Jerry, KI4KCX, and he makes his home down there in Great Court. And Jerry, you're coming in here tonight, but you're a little scratchier than you normally are. Then we'd like to welcome Miss Shannon, KM4EFT. She makes her home over in Hendersonville, and I'm going to pause right here, and I'm making an announcement for Miss Shannon. She is running a 2-meter simplex net at 8:30 on Tuesday night. The frequency is 145.480. It starts at 8:30 again. And then at 9 o'clock, she moves over to 144.205, and that is a sideband net, upper sideband on 2 meter, and been doing that for 2 weeks now, and we've been enjoying it, and it is a lot of fun trying to get into there and see who you can talk to and who you can't. And last week we had a guy come in from Westminster, South Carolina, all the way up to Hendersonville, so that was a good trip, and just enjoying seeing who we can get in there. All on that, and Miss Shannon, thank you for putting the effort in and taking the time to do that. With that, we'll move along here. Next, we'd like to recognize Mr. Ed, N4EDW, and Ed, I got you down for a comment, and I got your relay in here, so double-check me when I get down there to him. Next, we'd like to welcome our Wednesday night net controller and keeper of all things SwapNet. That is Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, and he brings along his pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY, and they make the home down there in Easley. And Gary, thank you for stopping by and checking in tonight and bringing along Joy. Do appreciate that, and I look forward to talking to you this week. Then we'd like to welcome our Monday night net controller. That's Mr. Duncan, and he makes his home up in Asheville, and his call is K04JKV. And I know he would love for you to come by and check in with him tomorrow night. And Duncan, thank you for coming by and checking in with me. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gene, W4FHJ, and he makes his home down there in Taylor. And Gene, good to hear you tonight, and thank you, sir, for stopping by here. Then we'd like to recognize Mr. Phillip, KN4OSO, and he is down there in Linville. I'm assuming that's Linville, Alabama, by relay from N4EDW, Mr. Ed relayed him in. And Ed, that's a good relay in there. I do appreciate you doing that. And if he can hear us all the way down there, we're really getting out tonight. But thank you for coming in here and relaying that. And Ed, I do have you down for a comment after I get done here. But thank you for that. With that, we're going to try again. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
4EFT.
Shannon?
I have a correction on the simplex net for the at 8:30 to the 2 meter on the FM is 146.580. And then while I'm here, I'll just say the 9 o'clock was 144.205. Thanks. KM4EFT.
This is November 2, November 5. You're all net. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 to you and all on the net.
All right. This is KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Ms. Shannon, sorry about that. Thank you for coming along and correcting me. I don't know why I said 145, but I did. I know it was 146, but thank you for coming in here and correcting me on that. And, again, thank you for putting the time in to hold that net for us. I'm really enjoying it. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. J, N2NVY, and he makes his home down there in Lake Lure. And Jay, you're sounding good in here as a repeater tonight from that location. Thank you, sir, for putting in the effort. And was a pleasure seeing you Saturday morning and hanging out for a little while. Enjoy that. Do appreciate that. So with that, we will try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in N0TR. November 0 Tango Romeo. Forgot about the net. This is Tom and Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And if Chris is there, hey, Chris.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
Check in KK4HXP. Earl and Travis Rest. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KO4HKX from the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, N0TR, and he makes his home down there in Greer. And Tom, I thought I was going to have to send a search party out for you. You didn't check in there, but I hope you and Miss Bernice have had a wonderful weekend and look forward to talking to you this week. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Earl, KK4HXB, down there in Traveler's Rest. And Earl, good to hear you tonight, sir, and thank you for stopping by and checking in also. And with that, we will keep trying as long as we can get them. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
HKX in the net. In November 4, Quebec, India, Quebec, N4Q, IQ. And my name is Mike, and my location is in Williamston, Anderson County. Check me in out, please.
Right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Mike, N4QIQ, down there in Williamston. And Mike, good to hear you tonight. I think that's the first time you've checked in with me, and it was my pleasure to check you in, sir. And I do appreciate you coming by here and checking in with me. And we're just so you know, we're here every night at 9 o'clock. Different net controllers, so if you get tired of hearing me, come back another night, and there'll be somebody else here. But I do appreciate you taking the time to check in with me. And with that, we will try again, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Please check in W before ZPH. That's Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu Papa Hotel. My name's David. I'm at my home in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
We'd like to welcome Mr. David, WB4ZPH, down there in Taylor's. David, good to hear you tonight, and thank you, sir, for stopping by and checking in with me. I do appreciate that. And once again, as long as we can keep getting check-ins, we're going to keep trying. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. Without pause, we're going to assume we got everybody for this pass. And this is KO4HKX now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for check-ins, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. And first on the stump and only on the stump tonight is Mr. Ed, N4EDW. Please call KO4HKX.
This is November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey. I was on the Anderson net, which is on 146.790, and there was an exercise going to HF as a practice for that. And one of the stations from Alabama checked in, Kilo November 4, Oscar, Sierra Oscar. He was out exploring to see what he could pick up as far as repeaters, and we got him a reasonable signal. And I told him to try to come to this net. Don't know if he's been able to hear us, and apparently he did not try to check in, so not sure about that. Over.
Roger that. That is quite a check-in. That's why I was wondering about that, if you heard him on the input from your location over there. But I do appreciate you let me know there's somebody trying to check in out there.
I hear him from here, but it's a little bit of distance from Anderson. I understand you're writing an after-action report on your experiences at Anchor Baptist. There's something you might add from my experience here. We were going downtown for something, and we ended up in the right-hand lane of a four-lane highway and couldn't move. My wife was driving. After a minute or so, she finally just pulled out into the left lane and went around it. It turns out that for, roughly, I guess half a mile, cars were lined up to get to the credit union to get cash because power was out here, Wi-Fi was out here, and people could not use their credit cards and did not have cash. So as something for your report, it's a good idea to have a stash of cash available for emergencies in case something like that happens. Over.
A pretty big concern during that, and had quite a few people asking that question where they could get cash. Not just up here, South Carolina, Hendersonville, everywhere that there was coverage, different people were asking that question. So, yes, I hope people learn to start carrying cash. At least have some cash on you. We have become way too reliant on that little piece of plastic.
This experience. experience that gets carried over to this proposal to go into a cashless society. There is a move by a lot of banks to issue, I'm going to call it a Fed coin, I don't know the exact name, where they'll get rid of cash and everybody will have an electronic, I don't know if it'll be a credit card or coins that actually are electronic, but I think this is a big warning that if we go that way, we're going to have major problems.
Over. I have to agree with you. I don't think the problem will be seen or be evident right at first, but all you got to take is another episode of something like this, and you can't get people the food and things they need, and they can't get access to their cash, and things could have been a lot worse than what they were.
You were able to use that diagram that I gave you, over.
From the diagram come around, it was pretty much winding down, so did not put it into action this time, but it is a good thought for next time, so I do appreciate that. And I pray there is never a next time, but it is in my operating folder to be used.
You did a good thing. I think you were up there, 10 or 11 days, over?
To be honest with you, I really couldn't tell you. I didn't keep track. I just went and done my part and left it at that. I really didn't keep track of it.
Articles on YouTube and also on the news about that. I don't know if they covered you. I had called the station here in Asheville and suggested they might send somebody out to pick you up and maybe go nationwide with what ham radio was doing. Over.
There was a radio or a news station thing on it, but I never seen it come across the air. It was Channel 4. I never seen it. I haven't been able to find it. So I don't know if they mentioned me or not, or even mentioned ham radio. I tried to stay out of the limelight as much as possible because it was more about the community than me, is what my focus was. More the ham radio community helping our people around us. Serving, and that's what I wanted the focus to be on. But I know there was a write-up in the Transylvania Times, and a couple of other clubs and different things have written up some articles. So we'll leave it at that. And everybody that's asked, that's the first thing I tell them. It was not me. It was just me. I couldn't do it without everybody else on the other end of this radio. And that's the way I wanted it to be remembered.
A different subject. There is a new, I'll call it a store here in Brevard, called Through the Trees. And what they do is take donations of used or unwanted electronic equipment such as televisions, laptops, iPads, phones, whatever, power supplies. And what they do is refurbish or sell them at very good prices, and they donate the equipment to people here in the county who don't have access to Wi-Fi so that they can increase the use of Wi-Fi by people who cannot afford the equipment or haven't been able to get access before. So it's something to look up. Through the Trees, they do have a website, and the prices are very reasonable. I got a laptop a couple days ago for $40. It's an old one, but it works on Linux. Over.
This is KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, and with N4EDW. Ed, and you say that Through the Trees, and what is the location on that?
Straight from the Blue Ridge Community College, not across 64, but the perpendicular street. It's next to the old yogurt place. Over.
You're talking right there next to Strauss Park, or Strauss School, or the old Strauss School, which is Blue Ridge Community College now?
Blue Ridge College now. You have to watch the hours. I think they're only open starting on Wednesday and usually to about 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock on some days. I'm not sure. I don't have the schedule here with me, but it's definitely worth looking at. They've got large size TVs for very reasonable prices, and they've got all kinds of other gadgets, if you will. Over.
I'll have to try to get in there and check them out one day and see what it's all about. I appreciate you letting me know. Always interested in stuff like that.
Your laptop, I've donated a whole bunch of old cables and stuff like that that was cluttering up my place. I was trying to clean out stuff. And, of course, once you donate something like that, 2 weeks later you need it. But there's no problem getting a replacement. But the people there, the woman who runs his name is Yvette Brooks, and her husband works there as a technician. And I don't know what they do in real life, if you will. But they, when I was there yesterday, they had donated, and since the pandemic, something like 320 items to people here in the county. I don't know exactly what those items would be, but anything from an iPad or a phone up to a full-blown computer. Over.
Good. I know there's lots of people around here that could use that kind of assistance. So I'm glad to see some of them getting it and know that there's people out there that are willing to help them.
It's about helping as far as information. I hadn't worked with Alliance before, and there's some funny things about it on the laptop. So I spent probably a good hour with them yesterday as they were giving me instructions on how to use this particular operating system. It's got a few strange things as far as compared to Windows, but it's the laptop, to give you an idea how old it is, was built to use Windows 8. Over.
Old? I've got some that were running XP.
I have one of those. I have a program that only works with XP, so I kept a computer. But they did couldn't upgrade it beyond that, so that's why they put in Linux. And it does pretty good to get on the web and for mail and stuff like that, a very basic unit. But I'm still playing with it to see just what I can do with it. It also had Pac-Man on it, which was a feature.
That dates it back to Pac-Man, that's for sure. I remember when Atari first came out and sitting there playing, when you went and rented the equipment and come home with it for the weekend or the night, and that's how you played it. You didn't, not just everybody had it, one in their house. So I remember that those days.
So she liked to play it, but we used to play it in restaurants or bars, whatever, when they had them on little tables, and they were horizontal underneath the table top.
Pizza Hut used to have the tabletop Pac-Man, and you went in there, and that was a big deal.
So I know you've got a bunch of things going, but I wanted to pass that on because I thought people listening might want to take advantage of Through the Trees, and it's quite a nice place. It's small, and you can find it, like I said, across from the college, and it's... there used to be a yogurt place on the corner. This is just next to where that place was. Over.
The yogurt place is, and there used to be a shipping place, FedEx drop-off and something else right there next to it. So I know the general area. It's right across the street from Arby's, if anybody's not familiar there. So shouldn't be too hard for people to find.
Same storefront as the FedEx place was.
Like I said, it shouldn't be too hard for people to find. It's right there on the corner of Osborne Street. Fairly easy. But, yeah, I'll have to go by and check that out this weekend if I get time. But I appreciate you coming in here and letting me know that, Ed.
Good week. Well, we'll talk to you sometime during the week, I assume. So I'm going to go ahead and close down my station. I've been sorting papers and getting rid of stuff 50 years old, trying to clean out stuff. Over.
I can't say that I blame you. If it's been around that long, it's probably not much use now. But good to hear you, and thank you for stopping by and checking in with us tonight and hanging around Rag Chewing for a few minutes. I do appreciate that, Ed. But with that, we'll pause right here and see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX, KC4EZN.
4HKX, go ahead, Harry.
Patrick, I've been listening to you on input. You're the only person down there I hear, but you're coming in nice and clear, not terribly loud, but very, very clean and clear tonight. Don't know what's happening out there, but I don't hear you that often, but tonight is real good. It's KC4EZN.
Yes, the propagation gods are in our favor, but that's good to know that if I ever need to, I can possibly reach out that far, because there's a lot of terrain between you and I.
I did some looking on the map. I was looking for something else, and you had sort of semi-described where you lived, which any place within about a 45-degree angle from my house headed your way is this thing called the Blue Ridge Parkway. And unless the signal's just happening to go down the Mills River Valley or some weird thing like that, yeah, the propagation guys are working. I did listen on input to Shannon, and I did not hear her at all. So there's something going on there.
Again, my beam is actually aimed directly at you to get into the 610, which is directly behind me, which has always been odd to me. I guess I'm just bouncing it off of Granite Mountain over here. We got a rock quarry just out in front of me, and I guess it's in that general direction, so I guess I'm bouncing it off of it. But my beam is actually aimed north, a little northwest, because you have to come directly across top of me to go to the repeater from your location.
Yeah, I've looked at that, and Dave Watson sent me a picture. It's been a couple of years ago now. On Google Maps or Google Earth, once you have drawn the line between your place and someplace else, you're supposed to be able to right-click on that line and get the topography. Which I haven't managed to make that work. It's something I'm not doing, but he sent that to me, and however it is, I get down to the 610 repeater. There's this thing called Blue Ridge Parkway, and it's about 5,600 feet on that line where I get over it. So, again, it's the propagation folks. They're doing their job tonight. So, anyway, I just thought I'd let you know there, Patrick. There is a way for us, if push comes to shove, to get on Simplex on some times. And that's part of what Shannon's trying to work out, is just seeing, you know, who can talk to who and where. But anyway, we'll turn it back to you, Patrick, and wish you a good week. This is KC4EZN, clear.
Still 4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Harry, I appreciate you letting me know that I still can make it over that mountain. I do appreciate it. I did look here, and my radio is still set at 50 watts, which I normally don't run it up that high, but it was set there from last Tuesday when we were doing the net, and we've been having a lot of fun with that, at least I have. I find it very interesting who I can talk to over Simplex, FM, and single sideband, so I've been enjoying that, and I'm glad Shannon's putting the time and effort into doing that for us. But I do appreciate you coming along here tonight and relaying that information into me. With that, we will try again. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we're going to invite you back tomorrow night. Mr. Duncan will be calling the net, KO4JKV. And here it will be at 9 o'clock, same place, same time. And I know he would love to have you come over here and check in. But give me just a moment, and I will send my net report, and I will return shortly. This is KO4HKX, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for check-ins. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night to all. KO4HKX clear.
For a good net, Patrick. KK4JBQ.
Hey, KO4HKX here. Sound like you're having a rough go at it there.
Not much more than old age. And anyway, I've enjoyed the net tonight. It's one of my diversions, and I enjoyed your QSOs and how well you negotiate the thing. You know, everybody's got a little special way to do it. I just like yours. Anyhow, get yourself a good night's rest. Have a great day tomorrow, won't you? KK4JBQ clear.
You and Miss Donna have a great week, and thank you for the kind words. And yeah, glad you hung out and listened to the whole net. I'm glad to know that people do that, and I do appreciate you. And hope you get to feeling better here before too long. Been missing having a rag chew with you. This is KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Where's the guy? What happened, Larry?
JBQ. Hello, Andy. Nothing happened. Like I said, it's just, you know, the days are getting shorter and colder. And I'm trying to wrap up some things that have to be done here. Sometimes I put out a little more energy than I have. And I find at the end of the day I have a deficit. So I'll enjoy my good night's rest tonight. How have you been, Andy?
Not too bad, you say, but I don't want to hold you up here all night just chewing the fat. I heard you talk like something was wrong there.
Nothing is particularly wrong. I think every decade of life carries its own its own special gift. So I'm doing just fine, and I want to be here for a little bit and talk with you since you made the effort to throw out your call. It's always good to talk with you, Andy.
I'm chewing, but if you don't feel good, just say something. We'll go ahead and sign out. I got nothing that important to talk about.
Well, I'll just let you go, and I'm about ready to turn the lights out. I know it's not terribly late, not even 10 o'clock yet, but I think I'll enjoy a good night's rest tonight. You take care, Andy, and thanks for calling to see how things were going. It's, like I said, good to talk with you. This is KK4JBQ. I am clear.
Go ahead and get some good rest. KI4LZI.